I've been listening to AFR for probably 5 years, and it has become a really vital part of my life. I start each day with AFR. I love the combination of prayer and teaching. I was missing out on the teaching previously. I did go to church, but I wasn't really learning anything, and I just didn't realize how much I was missing. I love everybody on AFR. You're such a blessing to me, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Heal our cry. Heal our land, oh God. We pray for revival. What you do. Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. This is day 3, the last day of Fall Share-a-thon 2024. And with me, as always, is my good friend, Bert Harper. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. It is Thursday, and it is, as Tim Wildman would say, it's time for the procrastinators to come through. And we do say thank all of those that have given already. Total pledges right now, 11,510 pledges have been made. Now, that represents money, but different amounts. But every person, 11,514, went up 3 real quick. Isn't that exciting?
That is. And today is the Revive Us Again Challenge, $100,000 challenge. And we're hoping and praying that we hit that number in this program and for the next couple hours, Bert?
Yes, it is, but we love to knock it out early.
Yeah, there you go. And so if you give a gift of $150 or more, American Family Radio will send you a beautiful little tote bag that has Revive Us Again, Psalm 85, 6 and 7, which is our theme for this share-a-thon. And then if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you get the tote bag plus the book I hold in my hands from Tim Wildman, Because These Things Matter, a compilation of cultural commentaries. And these are fun little reads. They're short. They're just, you know, 2 or 3 pages. And he's got a bunch of different comments on lots of different subjects. And so a fun book to have in your library. Tim is a fun guy for sure.
He really is. And it's awesome to have a boss that has a sense of humor. And it's fun for me. I've got mine not as dry as Tim, but love to laugh, and it's fun to have that at the top, but also somebody that has a vision, determination. That's a great combination. And on Share-a-thon, I think we get to see that and hear that, and we appreciate it so much. And so that number at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. Again, you've already said it. This is amazing. $150,000 challenge. It's Revive Us Again. And we appreciate all those who have called in already, but we also are looking forward to those who will respond and say, "I listen, I pray, and now I want to give." That's a good combination too, isn't it?
It really is. Now, Bert, I know you've been up early, and you were on the air at 6 a.m.
Well, so, not this morning. Alex was in, and he said, "Let me have 6 o'clock." And I let me just tell you, I struggled about whether to sleep another extra hour or let him down. And I slept that extra hour, but I woke up and Alex was with Fred. So they had a good morning from what I've heard. But I was ready to come and be on with you, brother.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, everybody's talking about Hurricane Milton. And so I have some friends that live in Port Lucie, and I just heard from him. He said, hey, we made it through and still have power, and so God has protected them. What are you hearing from people that you know of, Bert, in the Florida area?
Well, what hurt more than anything else, it seems like, are the tornadoes that spun off of the hurricane. Now, from what I've understood, the forecasters did great about where it would hit, how strong the winds would be, the surges. They managed that as best you can. But the thing that you cannot predict at all are the tornadoes that spin off. And I know, I think it was there in Port St. Lucie or somewhere close. It may have been Fort Pierce, Cocoa Beach, somewhere in that area. There's tornadoes, and there have been some deaths. So we want to be praying for them, asking God to just help in a strengthen. And guess what? Samaritan's Purse, 8 Days of Hope, and all those others, guess what? They're going to head that way. And I'll just say this. It's awesome. And I hear it all the time. Here's the Christian ministries. Others are there. But, man, they rush in where other men fear to tread. And first responders, don't you appreciate those people?
Man, they're amazing. And so many, you know, so many Christian organizations, when there's a disaster, that's where Christians flock. I'm trying to find this tweet, Bert, that I saw somebody post, but it was talking about who's there helping. This was before the Hurricane Milton hit, but it was the aftermath of Helene in the Carolinas. And it had to do with who's there and who's not there. You know, you see churches there, you see Christian organizations there, all these different groups that are Christian, that love the Lord and love people. And who's not there? Sadly, it was FEMA's not really helping. And, you know, the ACLU is not there, and Black Lives Matter is not there, and all these liberal groups that stir up so much, you know, foment rebellion and all, they're not there. And so when the chips are down, you don't see those guys, you don't hear from those guys. They're just there to stir up trouble. They're not there to really help anybody in need.
That is a real testimony. I heard this as well. And my son that works for a ministry over in Birmingham, Alabama, they went last year, went to Kenya, and there they were. They were drilling, making wells. You go there and you see fresh water, and usually you'll find a Christian ministry behind it that has dug the well, supplying right. The water, doing all that. You do not see those others, you know, separation of church and state. You don't see those there making a difference, but believers. And that's our calling. We're trying to live up to our name when we do that,
right.
Jeff. You know, that's who. Why did God leave us here? He could have taken us straight on to heaven and right. Been in heaven and not had to face all this. But God left us here to know him and to make him known. We need to live up to it.
Amen. Well, we're supposed to love God and love people. So here was the tweet or the post. You don't call them tweets anymore, Bert, because they're not. It's not Twitter. But this guy posted, "Who's mostly helping storm victims?" And he said, "Churches, Christians, conservatives, parachurch organizations. Who's not helping?" Sadly, listed FEMA first, LGBTQ+, the ACLU, climate change activists, Black Lives Matter, Planned Parenthood, Freedom from Religion, the World Economic Forum, and wow. you know people may balk at that post, but it's true. Those groups, you never hear their names, and sadly, you don't ever hear much about Muslim groups. You know, this mosque is coming in to help. Because they're not known for that. Just with all that's going on in Gaza, you don't hear about the Muslim countries surrounding them opening their doors to take refugees from Gaza. I mean, Egypt built a big barricade, so it says you can't come in here. It's the Christians, and America has been known for those that repudiate this, and it leaves a bad taste in their mouth, but the reality is true. America has been known as a Christian nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and it's the principle of loving your neighbor and helping your neighbor when your neighbor's in trouble.
That's the reason they have to rewrite history, Jeff. And
right.
when those kind of people, socialists, communists, take over, and they want to have a new society, a start over, it's to rewrite history of what Christians has done. Even in the Founding Fathers, I understand we had slavery. I understand that. But the great thing were people like John Adams and others that would put in that Constitution the ability to change things in the Constitution. And, yes, it's within that a constitutional amendment that we've had. And I praise God for men like that that could see the future, but they said, okay, we're not perfect. We haven't got everything like we need to have it, but we are going to work on it. And it's taken a while. And I love what Chuck Colson said. The reason it's never exactly right is because men are involved. And that no matter if it's a local church, a denomination, a government, a ministry, as long as men are involved in it, and I say men, mankind, men, women, listen, there's going to be flaws. And so I praise God for what he does in spite of who we are. And so, listen, and AFR is making a difference. And that number, 877-616-2396, is the number you can call. Make that pledge today. Again, as we have already said, $150,000 challenge. That those people have come and said, we've given this much. We're encouraging you to join us, and let's just love the Lord. And Jeff, would it be all right for us to listen to a testimony about what God has done through AFR right now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote, and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
Wow. Amen.
That's great.
A naturalized citizen. We love them, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And I love her comment about stop watching the news because it makes me sick. It really does. I don't know, Bert, if our listeners have seen the 60 Minutes interview that was done with Kamala Harris. I think it was 60 Minutes or CBS, one of those mainstream media outlets. But they showed the real interview with Kamala Harris where they asked her a question about, I think it was about Israel and Gaza or Ukraine and Russia, whatever. But she just stumbled around and finally gave a word salad answer. And then they showed what they edited, which was taking a sentence that she had said somewhere else and put it in to make her sound coherent. And if that's not election interference, I don't know what is.
It really is. And again, that's the reason, Brother Don, years ago, more than just a radio station, he wanted a news department that would deliver it from a biblical worldview and truthfully. Because Brother Don Wildman, our founder, had been distorted and taken out of context and you know, taken this and taken that. And he got tired of it, and he said, what can I do about it? And he was reading about radio and how back then they could have translators and not rather than just transmitted in station. And he said, man, we can get started. And he did, and what a difference it's made. And now, because of the internet, because of the radio stations that we have, it's amazing thing what God is doing. And you can be a part of extending that and continuing that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Jeff, people are calling in. The numbers are from Arkansas, Mississippi, Georgia, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee. They're from all over. And we praise God what He is doing here at Share-a-thon 2024. Revive us again, O Lord.
Amen. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And as he said, it is the last day of Share-a-thon, and we have is it a $100,000 challenge or $150,000?
It's a $150,000 challenge.
All right. And so be a part of that. It'll be a blessing to your heart and life.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
Yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is CJ from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'm calling just to say thank you to all at AFR for that which you do in uplifting Jesus and keeping us informed. God bless you all.
Welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And it is the last day of Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon 2024. And our theme verse is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Now, Bert, I preached last night on Hebrews. I'm going through the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is not the easiest book to go through. It's boy, you have to put on your thinking cap and pray a lot that God would give you wisdom as to how to understand what the scripture is saying here. But there's one particular verse I shared last night, Bert. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard." Bert, when we hear the word of God, then we have to do something with it. And faith is our response to the word of God. It's our amen to the word of God. It's the step of faith that says, Lord, you've told me to take the promised land, and you told me that you would deliver, and so I'm going up against those giants. And that's the way God wants us to live. And when we partner together in a mission with American Family Association, American Family Radio, together we can make so much of a greater impact than we can by ourselves.
And I just want those who are listening to know this, and especially those that pray for us and those that give, you're a part of it. It's not just those of us behind the microphones or those that's running the boards and the engineers and the people in accounting. No, it is everyone. When you do it, that's the reason I love the family. We're part of the family of God. I know that's an old chorus, but I still like it. And we talk about that. And here at AFR, we feel that way. Like the guys on the hallway where I work, where my office is, and Matt's one of them. He's one of those guys. Matter of fact, his office is right next to mine, and we're just brothers, and I praise God, but those people who call, those people who have called in to leave a testimony, that took effort. These people that called in to say, I want to tell you what God's done for me through AFR, they had to take time out. They probably wrote it out. They thought it out, and they got on the telephone and left that message for us. What, brother, that's, I appreciate that. So when we listen to these listener testimonies, it's not just, oh, boy, man, that was nice. No, it was a difference that God has made in their lives, that God has done that through the ministry of AFR. And when you give and when you're a part of it, hey, when you get to heaven, I think there's going to be some people come up to you and say, thank you. Thank you for giving to AFA right. and AFR. And it's money well spent. Jan and I, we appreciate it. We demonstrate it. And did your pledge finally go through yesterday? I know you made the pledge.
Yes.
I don't know if I should have brought that up, but you were talking about it. So you went to AFR.net and made it, right?
I did, and it didn't go through the first time, so I redid it again last night and then told the folks, hey, don't send me any of the gifts because I already got it as being a show host, and so... I didn't need to get a double dose, but yeah, it did go through, and Debbie and I are always so glad to give and to know that, hey, we have a part in this ministry, not just behind the microphone, but to support it and to say, hey, my money is where my mouth is.
Amen. And you and Debbie was with Jen and myself out in Glen Rose, Texas last October for our fish bowl, and our fish bowl here is coming up in 2 weeks, and we're having it up here in Tennessee at Pickwick Landing State Park. We got a full board. Ray Pritchard's going to be with us. And so the many things that AFR does is amazing. We love pastors. You know that. You're one. Yeah. I'm one. We yes. love pastors. Tim was a pastor's kid, and he says, man, make that fish bowl. Make it as inexpensive as you can so more preachers and their wives will come, because we want to give in to their families and help them and strengthen them. So, man, the ministries of AFR, you know, care for the caregiver that comes on, you know, teen, parenting teens. There's so much here that through the programming that we are doing what? Well, one of our mission statements is that we will equip. And, that's the main job. If you want to know what a pastor's job is, yes, it's to preach the word. We are. But over there in Ephesians, it says equip the saints. And that's pretty important, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's really important. So the scripture says, Ephesians 4, as you were referring to, beginning in verse 11, and he, speaking of the Lord, gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, to the building up of the body of Christ. And so, you know, that's a pastor's job. Equip the saints. As we said the other day, Bert, you know, the old mission statement of Allendale Baptist Church when I was a student in college, exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, evangelize the sinner. And if we do those three things when we come together at church, we're doing right, and we're focusing in on the right things, because we worship Jesus in spirit and truth, and we encourage the saints. They come in, maybe they've been beat up all week, and they come in, and you encourage them to love and good deeds. You spur them on, and then you send them out, and that's when the church is in action, when we're sent out into our community to be salt and light.
You know, the Bible says that they'll see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. I don't think the world sees our good works inside the building. I think most of it's on the outside. When we're in line at the grocery store and how we react and how we respond, what we're doing in traffic when traffic gets backed up and all of a right. sudden the person in front of you, they're on their phone and they just sit there. And that's when I'm challenged. Okay, I just be very, you know, get on the horn. I may tap it a little bit, but then, oh, man, hope they're all right, you know. But anyway, right. we need to be followers of Christ, and we need to act like it. With all of our hearts, we need to do that. And listen, part of being that is being a person who gives and shares. And that's what we're asking you to do here on the last day of Share-a-thon. We've the first hour of $150,000 challenge People have said, we want to support you. We want to challenge others to come alongside and give for this ministry. And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net.
Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 gives us this word of wisdom from the Lord. Now, this I say, Apostle Paul, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Now, Bert, I have learned over the years of my life as a Christian. I became a Christian when I was 17, and now I'm older than that, and that you can never outgive God. Give, the scripture says in the book of Luke, give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. They will pour into your lap. And as we give cheerfully and generously to the Lord's work, to the things that will last forever, God, His Word, and people, we can know that God will provide for us. He'll supply our needs because He is looking. God is a giver, and He's looking for people that share His generosity and will give to the things that matter, to the things that make a difference.
Talking about giving, this is one of the principles of AFA, AFR, and that is we give time for other ministries as well. Truth for Youth Bible Week. What a time that is with Tim Todd and Revival Fires. It's just so exciting to see all these Bibles given away and just the Word of God going forth. We partner with Preborn. They put their clinics right there in close to usually Planned Parenthood. They find out where Planned Parenthood is, and they try to locate one of their clinics there close so that they can be on the front lines of saving lives. And also, the women who come in and some of the men that bring them come in, they're not only saving the life of that baby, but many of them are born again. Preborn is evangelistic, not just the ministry for those babies, which be sufficient, but it's double. And then Operation Christmas Child, which Samaritan's Purse, who's on the ground, they have so many ministries, but they send these Christmas boxes all around the world and making a difference with the gospel, and they work through a local church, Samaritan's Purse. Usually when they locate somewhere, they're locating close to a church nearby to encourage. So listen, AFR is on the front line with you, not only in those areas, but in making disciples. Your program, this time every day, listen, one of the great things you do is you're strengthening the believer. And that's what you said a moment ago when you quoted from Ephesians about equipping. Most of the time when I first started, I thought, well, I need to equip them to share the testimony. I need to equip them to learn how to pray. But I am telling you, the older I got and the more I looked into the Word of God, I need to help them, equip them to live, and especially live in America where we have citizenship and we need to be a steward of that citizenship. So part of that equipping has, I understand it now, is for life that they're living here in their voting, in their research, in their prayer life. Yes, we need to equip. And AFR is part of that. We come alongside the church, not only in discipleship and evangelism. I believe AFR comes alongside in helping to inform, equip, and activate the saints to live in the world we're living in, Jeff.
Well, it's really important for that, Bert. We need to be like men of Issachar, understanding the times and what Israel should do, or in this case, what we should do in America. And Christians need to know what's going on in the culture because there's a war in the culture raging all around us. And that war is coming after and targeting your children and grandchildren. So we need to pray for them, and we need to be educated on the truth. Lots of lies out there, lots of misinformation. The mainstream media is basically a propaganda machine for the left, and they get their talking points from someone and says, because you can see all of them MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, all these different groups, they use the same language. They say the same thing. And so you know that this is not just luck of the draw haphazard. Somebody's telling them what to say, and they're saying it. So the beauty of American Family Radio, American Family Association, is we want to cut through all the lies and tell you this is the truth. When people report the news, they're not supposed to slant the news. They're just supposed to tell you this is what is happening. And Bert, as I said in the previous segment, you know, just that interview with that mainstream media organization that interviewed Kamala Harris and then edited the program to make her look better. Well, that's just horrible.
It is. You know, you're naming all of those news agencies that are just beyond, they're woke. They've gone the way of Cain, whatever you want to say about them. They have their source. But let me share with you, AFR, we have our source, and it is the Word of God. It is truth. And everything we do, we try to do through the filter of the Word of God. And the Word of God is important. And people say, oh, you don't need to get involved in that. Yes, we do. We're involved in these areas as stewards that God has called us to. And our source is the Word of God. So AFR becomes a source to thousands and thousands of people who listen to the news, who listens to the programming. And we are trying to help and inform them with what we know through a biblical worldview. And when you give at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, you are helping us to continue the ministry that Don Wildman saw, and we're continuing to help equip the saints. Well, Jeff, have we listened to a listener testimony in this segment yet?
No, let's do it.
Okay.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach, Mississippi. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks to the Father and you guys, just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing, looked forward to nothing, and not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that, but I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was listening to AFR radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work through you guys, and I just want you to know that I really do appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Amen. What a testimony, Jeff. Listen, I don't know about you, but that's my favorite thing on Share-a-thon, is hearing what God has done. And, you know, when churches come together, and you do it better in small groups, it's hard to do when you have 100 and 200, 1,000 people. You know, stand up. Anybody got a word? It's difficult. But in that's the reason small groups. You can call them Sunday schools, small groups, life groups. That's why they're so important, that we're able to share that and listen to what God's done in our lives. That is so important. And so when we listen to these listener testimonies that have called in, we realized, because you gave at 877-616-2396, that you're helpful in these testimonies. They're part of what you have done. Jeff, to me, man, that makes sense, that we're all family and we couldn't do what we do unless they did what they've done in giving.
Amen. We're all a link in the chain, so to speak. And as we give and as we share and as we tell others, I've heard a lot of people say, Bert, they said, you know, I found American Family Radio, and whether it's my preaching ministry at 6 o'clock Central Time on American Family Radio or whatever it might be, and it's, I've told my friends about you, and I've gone on the website, AFR.net, and sent them sermons, you know, hey, listen to this, or listen to this podcast that is on AFR. And it makes a difference as we share it. More people latch onto it, because the bottom line is this. People need to hear the truth. You can't get saved without the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so we desperately need to hear the truth of the Word of God, and we need to hear the truth of what is going on in the culture so that we can engage with knowledge, and that's what the sons of Issachar had. They understood the times and what Israel should do with knowledge of what Israel should do. And so we need to educate ourselves with the truth and be able to discern good from evil, the truth from lies.
And we at AFR, we pledge that we're going to continue to do that, to help you know that you can trust us in sharing truth and hearing from God. That number, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and make that pledge today. It's the last day of Share-a-thon. This is your opportunity right now to be a part of what God is working and what He's doing through AFR.
You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And we're up against a break, but we'll be right back.
Started out as a pastor in the late 1980s, and was at a little church in South Georgia, and just struggling to figure out, you know, how to navigate this thing called ministry. And then all of a sudden, this voice comes on the radio. Of course, I had no idea in those days where Tupelo, Mississippi was at, but Mr. Don Wildman, and he was championing values and causes that was very dear to my heart, especially as a young preacher. It was just, I was like, man, that resonated. And I remember getting so much sermon material from the early days of Don Wildman on the radio. My name is Terry Pierce, and I've had the wonderful privilege of serving on the AFA board since 2007. I'm a pastor at Connect Church here in Tupelo. I see God growing this ministry. I see Him making a difference in our culture, in our local families. And it is, you just walk out of board meetings going, man, these guys are doing it right. They've been doing it right for a long time. You can literally see the hand of God, the people that work here. I'm just telling you, I've just never met the quality level. It's just refreshing. You walk out of here going, man, God's got a kingdom. I want to be a part of this work. And these people live this. I don't know how else to say it, except you just see the hand of God doing that. And that's something I personally invest in. And I would, I'm just telling you, you want to be a part of that eternal reward kingdom.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Carter, and I'm calling from Louisiana, and I just want to say that AFR has been a blessing to my husband and I. Ever since we have been watching it, we have been staying in tune to what's happening in our culture, and it helps us to see the biblical views that we can discuss with our family and friends. So thank AFR, and thank you all. You all do a great job.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Well, Share-a-thon 2024, last day, and we would love for you to be a part if you haven't gotten going yet on that. This is crunch time, and help us be a part of something that is wonderful and that would set a record for giving for a Share-a-thon. That would be exciting. The Share-a-thon is built on Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. So let me ask a question to all our listeners. The question from Scripture, will you not revive us again that your people, Lord, may rejoice in you? Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. The Lord is at hand. When we rejoice in the good things and rejoice in the bad things, everybody has hard times and difficult times, but your faith is tested in those times. And when you choose to rejoice and praise the Lord no matter what's going on, that shows the people around you that you truly do have faith and you truly are trusting God.
And some of the people who have called in recently is people from all over the United States. Just listen to the list. Dennis and Naomi from Alden, Minnesota. Monica from Lawton, Oklahoma. Jacqueline from Wichita, Kansas. Richard from one of my favorite places in name, Mechanicsville, Virginia. Stephanie from Maple Hill, North Carolina. William from Selma, Alabama. Paul from San Angelo, Texas. And William from Prosper, Texas. These people have called in at 877-616-2396 or gone online at AFR.net and said, we are a part of the family. We listen, we pray, we give. And that is a three-step, three-prong, and I agree that that is a way to do it. And I know we really, it encourages us. When I look at the board that they have before me here at the studio, Jeff, and I see the names and the places, it just encourages me to know these are people out there. Some of them are doing like everybody else is, struggling when they go to the grocery store and see how high things are, go to the gas pump and put gas in, pay their electric bill and find out how much higher it is now, and they're still saying, we want to give and be a part of it. With all my heart, we say thank you from the bottom of our heart to do this, and we're going to be faithful with what you've given. We're going to share the word. We're going to do it as in excellence, and we're going to do it with zeal, and we're going to do it in truth. That is a combination we need, isn't it?
It really is, and that's the importance of American Family Radio, American Family Association. And we're not a perfect organization. There is no, you know, you mentioned before, Bert, there's no perfect church. There's no perfect organization. But we want to be good-hearted people that are surrendered to the Lord and say we want the Lord to be glorified. And if we say something wrong, you know, if you're in front of the microphone for a good bit of time, you're gonna stumble on something. You're going to say something not quite right, but then we correct it immediately. We want to be a source that people can listen to and trust, saying, hey, they are striving to do all they can do for the Lord and to tell the truth, speaking the truth in love.
We really do, and that's from the news department, and I'll get something that I feel like, man, this would be good news. I'm in a time when there's so many bad news, and I look on some sources that I look at, whether it be missions, whether it be a campus somewhere where hundreds were baptized as they came forward, trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Man, I go in there, and I tell them, hey, guys, we need to hear this. Bert Harper's encouraged when good things are happening, and I think there's other folks like Bert. I'm motivated more by that than I am the other. And different people have different motivations, and we were talking about all the different personalities that we can have, you know. Each one I have them, and they're usually combinations, but different things motivate different people. They see what's important. Have you ever heard of your spiritual shape, Jeff, S-H-A-P-E?
Yeah.
Love that, because when we started looking at spiritual gifts in Southern Baptist life a few years ago, man, I've been around a long time. I thought, well, I understand that. But when I saw that your spiritual gift is influenced by your passion or your heart, it's influenced by your abilities, your personality, and your experience, I said, no wonder they're all different. That's the reason two people can have gift of encouragement, but they come at it completely differently because of who they are. That's the uniqueness of God's gift. No wonder he called it a body. And he said, man, hand, don't you dare say you have no need of the eye. You need each other. And we need each other here at AFR. We need the people that's behind the board, behind the microphones, the engineering, the news, and we need those also that listen. Where would we be without listeners, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, that's our purpose for being. Bert, when I was in a seminary, a doctoral class in seminary, getting my doctor of ministry degree, the guy that was leading it, Dr. Wayne McDill, he said, you know, ministry is all about people. He said, if there were no people, there would be no need for ministry. And so he was challenging us as pastors. He said, never look at people as an interruption to your studies or something like that, because they're the reason for being. And that's what God has called us to do. Bert, I heard a preacher this morning, and he was talking about the election. He was talking about the need for Christians to vote. He was talking about the differences in the party platforms. And he says, don't vote for a person, vote for policies and vote for the platform. Where is that going to take our nation? And he said, and never demonize those you disagree with. They're the mission field. They might be pro-abortion, pro-transgender mutilation surgery, against Israel, all the things that the Bible says we stand, you know, we are to champion and protect. They might be the opposite of that, but they're still the mission field. And so we love them. We speak the truth in love. We don't back down from them. But we just know that, you know, they're blinded by the enemy, and we need to pray for them that God would remove the blinders, that they could see and come to Christ.
Good word, brother. Listen, what I've tried to deal with and been dealing with a long time, I've been saved 60 years and been preaching close to, let me just say, 50 years, 50-something years. And so what I've tried to do is understand the difference in the individual and the agenda. Listen, mm-hmm. You've got to separate them. Now, a lot of times the people who are standing for the agenda, they want you to say, if you're against what I'm for, you hate me. That's not the truth. And regardless of what they think, it is not the truth. And I know the old saying, love the sinner and hate the sin. But what we're looking at is at the agenda of wokeness, the agenda of the LBQ alphabet, the agenda of transgenderism. You look at those people, there are people that are confused. There's people that do not know their identity. There are people that are in, you know, those situations, and we do our best to pray for them, speak the truth in love, and care for them, and not belittle them. But we do stand against that agenda, and we've got to learn as a church and ministry, we got to separate those two, or it comes across as hatred, and it really is hatred if we're not careful. We got to stand and love those people, as your seminary professor said, but we stand for truth, don't we, Jeff?
We do, and we're called to, you know, we warn people. So Ezekiel says, the Lord said to Ezekiel, I'll call you as a watchman on the wall, and you better warn people when you see the enemy coming. That was a watchman's job. He was on duty when everyone's asleep. And so he's watching to see, is the enemy coming? And if there's danger coming, I blow the shofar. I sound the alarm and warn people. Now, if they don't respond to the warning, well, that's on them. But you've done your job to sufficiently warn them. If you work in a high-rise office building and you get knowledge that there's a bomb in that building and it's getting ready to go off, you just don't know when. Well, it would be criminal for you to just quietly leave your desk and go to your car and leave and let all those people get blown up. You have to tell them. You have to sound the alarm. If they don't respond to you and blow you off, well, that's on them. But you did your job, and that's really the job of a Christian, Bert. We warn people, we share with people, hey, judgment is coming, and it's righteous judgment, but you don't have to experience it because Jesus died on the cross for you. He rose again from the dead for you. He will save you, and God has not destined his children for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Jeff, I just, before the time gets away, I just want to do something. I want to share my appreciation for you and how you stand in love. My voice is a little bit harsher than yours. I've heard mine. Your voice speaks truth, but it speaks with care. And I listen to that, and I say, man, Jeff, that's exactly right. And you do it in such a great way. And hey, I'm a supporter of AFR, so I'm going to get my testimony in here right quick, okay? I appreciate AFR. I appreciate the programming, and I really appreciate your program because of that you bring, and you do a great job of combining what we're talking about as a pastor, equipping the saints in every area of life, not just, okay, I'm going to teach you to do this, which is important. Every one of them is important. But in every area. And one more thing, and I'll turn it back over to you. You represent that. The pastor represents the priesthood and the prophet. Now, in the Old Testament, you had the priest, and they would take the people to God, but prophets would take God's word to the people. As pastors, we combine that, and we're to do that. Yes, we're to intercede for our people. We get out there and see the needs that they have, the hurts that they have. If we don't do that, I think we will not be as pliable in God's hands as we should. We have hurting people. But we also, we go to the Word and let the Word of God saturate our life, and we bring a prophetic word to the people. And so I'm not sure all the churches understand that, and I think every pastor has to balance that. And if you're not balancing, you say, Lord, help me to balance that. But, Jeff, I just want to say I appreciate you how you do balance that. You are that priest, prophet, pastor that brings the word, but does it in a caring way and caring for people. Brother, I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Bert. That means a lot, and I appreciate your kind comments. You know, I heard a long time ago the job of a pastor is when you preach, you comfort the afflicted and you afflict the comfortable.
Amen.
And so it's we don't want people to get comfortable in sin, by no means. But we know that on every pew, in every row, there's a broken heart. And so if you preach to broken hearts, you never lack for an audience. And God cares for those who are broken. And God wants to help and change and infuse hope and his power in any situation. But one of the things I learned in seminary, Bert, that's really important for preachers to remember, we don't preach sermons to browbeat people so that they'll feel bad about themselves and they'll say, well, I just need to do better. I'm not praying enough. I'm not witnessing enough. I'm not kind enough to my spouse. I'm not praying with my kids at night, or whatever it might be. And Wayne McDill was good about this, professor at Southeastern Seminary. He said, don't preach do better sermons, guys. Preach for faith. Encourage people to remember what God has done and to trust him, to get their eyes on him. And when you, as that old song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And as we preach and encourage people to look to Jesus, Jesus is the answer to all of men's problems. And as we look to him, then we have courage, and then we're able to take that step of faith. And then our situation changes. No matter how dark and black and bleak it may look, our situation changes in the light of his presence and power.
Amen, brother. You had a good professor. I had some of those as well, and they stick with you. And that's the reason our seminaries and especially our Christian colleges need to be filled with these men and some of the women that teach these classes about how great God is. And we say this about exploring the Word all the time. We want you to know the Word of God so you'll know the God of the Word. It's knowing God better, knowing Jesus Christ, who he is. And you do that by getting into the Word, living your life, and the Holy Spirit guiding you. Let me give some names. We hadn't done this very much this hour, but let me give you some names and locations of people who have called in, and we want you to join them by calling 877-616-2396. But we have Linwood from Laura, Mississippi, Julia from Pecos, Texas, Dennis from Corn, Oklahoma. These names get me. We're going to name our town Corn. Okay. Cheryl from Goddard, Kansas. Zachary from Garland, Texas. Joyce from Columbus, Ohio. And Thomas from Little Rock, Arkansas. And Eleanor from Spring, Texas. These have all called in and said, we are giving, we're sharing. We're in the middle of a $150,000 challenge where people are saying, come alongside us and join AFR in keeping the gospel going, keeping information going, equipping and activating the saints to inform them, and helping the church do missions and carry out the Great Commission at home and also in foreign lands. That's what we do. That's what we do, Jeff.
Amen. Well, we'd love for you to come and be a part of that. The number to call is 877-616-2396. And if you haven't pledged yet, please be a part of the American Family Radio 2024 Fall Share-a-thon. You can also go online. That's what I did last night. Debbie and I did AFR.net, and you can give there. Hey, it's a joy to be a part of what God is doing here at American Family Radio. Well, Bert, it's been a joy for me to partner with you these last 3 days.
Well, brother, I always enjoy it. When they first asked, when your first year, you say, man, I haven't done Share-a-thon. They asked me to come along and join you. I want to tell you, I'm glad they asked me, brother.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you greatly. Yeah, I remember the first time I did, I was a little nervous because I had never done this before. And I still get a little nervous, seated before the microphone. But by God's grace, he's allowed us to do it and hopefully do it to his glory and to the encouragement of the saints.
Amen. And that number, we want to give it one more time, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And Jeff, thank you again for all that you do in your program, brother.
Thanks, Bert. God bless you. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. I'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless you.